सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
So we were discussing about the secondary bhakti, apara bhakti, gauni bhakti. So Narad ji says gauni bhakti is also three types. Gauni tridha gun bhedat art adi bhedat va. According to the mental disposition of a seeker, we all know that sattva, rajas, tamas, they are all in our mind. And the moods of mind, they swing sometime to sattva, sometime to rajas, sometime to tamas. So these sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, the moods of mind, that also determines bhakti. And he gives an example of art, adi, bhedat, art, jigyasu and artharthi. We have seen all these things, art, jigyasu. Art is better than jigyasu, jigyasu is better than artharthi. Or if you want to put in sattva, rajas and tamas, then artharthi is a tamasic person and jigyasu is a rajasic person and art. This art is not the distress of material thing. This art, this bhakta have got all material things. But he is distressed about that Lord. He wants to see Lord. He wants to reach Lord. That is his distress. Therefore, art bhakta is superior than jigyasu and artharthi. Gun bedat. Uttarasmat, uttarmas, purva, purva, sreya, bhavati. Each previous one is nobler than the succeeding one. Art is nobler and greater than jigyasu. Jigyasu is nobler and greater than artharthi. Anyasmat, saulabham, bhakto. This bhakti, anyasmat, from other mark, whatever other marks are there, karma yoga or dhyana yoga or jnana yoga, it is easy. Saulabham. Why it is easy? No qualification is required. No previous knowledge is required. In karma you require the previous knowledge. In jnana you require sadhan chatushte. In dhyana you have to control your mind and senses. In bhakti you don't have to do all these things. Saulabham. And other thing is that we have got that capital of love. We don't have to generate it. We don't have to get it from outside. It is already with us. Only what we have to do is we have to change our portfolio. At this point of time, major portion of our love is invested in Atma. Anatma. Invested in Anatma Vastu. So we have to take out from there some portion. It's not that 100% you take out from the world. No, you have to love the world also. You take from the world only as much as that required. Only for that much love is required, you keep it there. Balance, you take it out. Because that is not profitable. Anatma Vastu love is not profitable. Investment in Anatma Vastu is not profitable. So therefore, the more profitable avenue, you transfer it toward the Lord. Then he says, pramanantarasya anapekshatva swayam pramanatvat, because love depends on no other proof. It itself is the nature of proof.
See, simply the nature of proof.
Okay. And what is this nature? Santi Rupat, Paramananda Rupat. It is the nature of peace. It is the nature of bliss. So when you get Santi, Sukh is also there. So Santi is equal to Sukh. Santi is equal to Sukh. Then he says, Lokhano Chintana Karya Nivedita Atma Loka Vedatvat. After you become Bhakta, don't worry about any worldly loss. Don't be anxious about the worldly loss. Lokhano Chinta Na Karya, Chinta Mat Karo, don't worry. Don't entertain any anxiety. Any anxiety, don't entertain. Why? Nivedit, you have surrender. What you have surrendered? Atma, you have surrendered yourself. You have surrendered yourself to Lord. Atma, Loka, you have surrendered all your possessions. All your possessions you have surrendered. And Vedatvat, all the religious activities for Punya Karma, you have surrendered your Punya also. So you have surrendered yourself, you have surrendered your possession, and you have surrendered your Punya also. Why Punya? We have to surrender Punya also, otherwise Punya will force you to take another birth. Pap and Punya both force us to take another birth. So Punya also I have surrendered all my possessions. I am no more owner of my own house. I have given it to Lord. He owns it. Who am I? Oh, he has given me to enjoy the property for my whole life. That's all. So long I think this house belongs to me, there is a headache. The moment I start thinking this house belongs to Lord, those of you who have stayed in a rented house, they know. So anything happens to the rented house, if bulb is fused, you will call the owner at 11 p.m. He will come running to fix the bulb. Not your headache. Not your headache. Similarly, now you make Lord as owner of your house, of all your possessions. Then why you should worry after that? You have already transferred the ownership to Lord. The Lord should worry now. Why should I worry? Therefore, I have surrendered Atma, myself, Lok, all my possessions, and Vedatvat, all religious things. Natat Siddho Lok Vyara here. Whether you are striving or whether you have reached in your bhakti. We are talking about the devotees. So there can be only two types of devotees. One who has reached in the parabhakti, and another is striving to reach there. Striving to reach there. In both cases, he says, Lok Vyavahara hai, don't give up Lok Vyavahara. Do your duty. Go on doing your duty. Go on doing your duty. The same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. Do your duty. You are citizen of this cosmos. Each being has got a duty. Each being is an important factor in the whole cosmos. So each one of us, we have to do our duty. Kintu phalatyaga tat sadhanam, but renounce anxiety for the fruit of action. Renounce the anxiety for the fruit of action. Don't crave for a specific fruit of action. Fruit of action will come. Fruit of action will come. For any action, fruit of action will come. But don't crave for a specific fruit of action. Then he cautions us, Sridhan Nastik Charitram Nasravaniyam, don't listen. Don't listen, don't speak, and don't think about three things. Stri means man should not think about women, and women should not think about man. Stri, dhan, about the wealth. So if you think that somebody has earned more, then you have got a jealousy toward that person. So my mind was peaceful, now jealousy has come in. Sri, dhan, nastik. Don't talk about the nastik person. He will seek your Shraddha, your faith in Lord. So therefore, na sravaniyam, na kathaniyam, or karniyam, na chintaniyam. All three should not be done. So this is at the gross level. Then he says, abhiman dambadikam tyajyam. Abhiman, pride. Dambha, vanity. These are subtle. You see, stri, dhan and nastik are gross, outside. But this pride and vanity, they are inside. That also, he said, this should be renounced. Give up this also. What else should be done? Tad arpita akhilacharasan kam krodh abhiman adikam tasmin eva karniyam. Tad arpita akhilachar, all our actions. All actions should be done for his happiness. Akhilachar, whatever we are. Gita also says the same thing. Same thing Bhagavad Gita is saying, and we are studying that in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. That all our actions should be for his happiness, for him only. For him means what? For him means that we want to make him happy. When we go to office, we all do actions for the company or for our boss or for our manager. To make him happy or unhappy. Always our actions are to make our boss happy, not unhappy. If you do actions which make him sorrowful or unhappy, what will happen? You all know what will happen after that. Similarly, Lord, if we are doing all actions for happiness of the Lord, he will be happy. Then says, kaam, krodh, abhiman, adhikam, tasmineb, kaam, a desire has come. I want to see a film. Okay, see Ramayana, Mahabharat. I want to listen something, some music. I'll listen bhajan. I want to eat something. Desire has come, kaam. I want to eat prasad of Bhagwan. Kaam, krodh. Get angry with Bhagwan. I am praying you for such a long time, you are doing nothing. I am angry with you. Tasmin eva karniyam. Then, Trirupa Bhanga Purvakam Nitya Dasya Nitya Kanta Bhajanatakam Prem Karya Premaiva Karyam. Then, after that, what you have to do is Prem Karyam Premaiva Karyam. Just love Lord, accomplish this. Just Lord. After doing all these things, removing inside and outside all that which gives you trouble or which put in the obstacle or derail our sadhana. After that, what we have to do after removing all those problems? Prema karyam, premaiva karyam. Just love, Lord. Accomplish this. What kind of love? Bhajanatmakam. Next word is bhajanatmakam. Bhajanatmakam is constant service. Constant service. Achha. Constant service. Like what? Nityadas, Nityakanta. Nityadas means permanent, eternal das. You are not employed in a company that at the age of 65 you will retire. No. Nityadas, till you are alive. Nityadas. 24 hours. It's not 8 hours duty. Nityadas, Nityakanta. So Nityadas, Nityakanta depends on your mind. Depends on your mind structure. Like what? Like Hanumanji, Lakshmanji, always waiting to serve. Always waiting to serve. Nityakanta Bhajanatmakam. Acha, Nityakanta, what is Nityakanta? Like a chaste wife serves her husband. How she serves? With respect, with loyalty, with dedication, with love, with sweet words. She doesn't take care of her own body also. She is ready to take any trouble. This way we have to serve Lord. Trirupa Bhanga Purvakam. Trirupa Bhanga Purvakam means what? Means transcending the triple form or the three distinctions. Three forms. And there are many commentaries. Many commentators have said these three rupes in different ways. What is these three forms? What is the three distinctions? So first we will see, refer to the immediate previous sutra number 56. We are now in sutra number 66. In 56, it was said,
गौणी त्रिधा गुण भेदात आर्तादि भेदात वा इट वॉज देयर.
सो ट्रांसेंड दैट आर्त, ट्रांसेंड जिज्ञासु, ट्रांसेंड अर्थार्थी, और ट्रांसेंड सात्विक भक्ति, ट्रांसेंड राजसिक भक्ति, ट्रांसेंड तामसिक भक्ति.
हाउ डू यू डिटरमिन सात्विक राजसिक तामसिक भक्ति? बाय सीइंग द देवता विच यू आर वर्शिपिंग. आई कैन डिटरमिन इफ यू आर वर्शिपिंग भूत प्रेत, तामसिक भक्ति. और फॉर द पर्पज, व्हाट इज योर पर्पज ऑफ भक्ति, दैट ऑल्सो डिटरमिन्स, that also determines whether it is a sattvic bhakti or a tamasic bhakti or a rajasic bhakti. So here it is a three roop bhanga purvakam. You have to bhanga, you have to give up all the three types of bhakti, tamasic, rajasic and sattvic bhakti. In sattvic bhakti also you see that purifies my mind, my gain, my goal is to purify my mind, therefore I am doing sattvic bhakti.
But love toward Lord should not be for gaining anything. It is kamana rahitam. The moment the love with the Lord is kamana sahitam, that love will bring stress and strain. Then we will start complaining, Lord. Oh Lord, I told you to do this thing for me, you didn't do it.
Jao, ab tumhari puja nahi karenge. Ganesh, I am going to your father now. I will do puja of Shiv, Bhagwan Shiv. See? So it should be kamana rahitam. There should be no kamana. It is pure, unbroken love, and there is nothing to gain, nothing to get from Bhagwan. Nothing to get from Bhagwan. So these three are not there. That type of love. Three rupa bhanga purvakam. These three are not there. What? Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic Bhakti is not there. Or Artha Jigyasu, Artha Arthi Bhakti is not there. We have to just love without desire. Kamana Rahitam. Second interpretation of three roop is Triputi Rahitam. Triputi Rahitam, knower, known and knowing, kindle light. For any experience, we have got three factors, knower, known and knowing. When three factors are not there, means your mind is fully absorbed in Bhagwan. Now Triputi is not there, only Bhagwan is there. So what Nitya Das will say, Bhagwan alone is. What Nitya Kanta will say, Lord alone is. See? Aur koi hai nahi. There is no knower, or there is no process of knowing also. Only Bhagwan is there. But Guruji explains this Triputi in a different way. He says it can be also said karta, karma and karmaphal. These forms, according to Guruji, is karta, karma and karmaphal. What is this karta? So karta is the sevak. Sevak. This sevak says that I alone will serve Guru. Karta, I am karta, I alone will serve, I will not allow anybody to come in. Karta bhav. Karma, karma, there are sevaks for the guru. Some devotee comes, okay, I will bring water for you, all drinking water will be supplied by me. Or another devotee said, oh, I will massage your foot, I will press your feet, okay. So one day Guru said, the person who was messaging his feet or pressing his feet, he told him, oh, get me a glass of water. Oh, this is not my duty. This is not my karma. He is insisting on a karma. My karma is only pressing your feet. Insisting on karma. Getting water? You have allotted somebody else. He will bring water. It's not my duty. So karta, insisting I alone will do your service, karta. Karma, insisting one particular karma I will do. Whereas when you are serving Guru, you have to take all duties. Whatever Guru says, you have to do. That's all. Karma. Then karma phal, Many times we say, oh, if I get this. This is what we do in when we visit temple. When we visit temple, if you want, need anything, karma phal. So we want karma phal first, then after that we'll do the karma. Normally it is in the world, we do the karma, action, then the fruit of action comes. But we are such wretched bhakta of Bhagwan that we don't believe even Bhagwan. We say, Bhagwan, pehle ye mera kaam karo, then I will come with the puja. I will do your puja after this when my desire is fulfilled. Karma phal. So Guruji says, this karta karma karma phal rahitam. Karta karma phal rahitam. That should be the service. Those are no triputi. So tribhanga means what? Tribhanga means, one commentator has said, this is artha jigyasu artharthi. Second, triputi rahitam means what? Knower, known and knowing, rahitam. Third, Guruji says, karta karma karmaphal rahitam. So in any case, how is that example? Hanumanji is Nityadas, did everything whatever was asked, not for any result. He was Karan. He never said that I am Karta. When he came back after burning Lanka, then he said, Ramji Prajaj, oh, you have done a great job. He said, no, Bhagwan, I am a monkey. What is my samartha? What is my capability? I mean, jumping from one tree to another, this is my capability. It is because of your power I could do it. So all credit goes to you, not to me. I am an instrument, Karan. Karan means instrument. I am an instrument only. Okay. So Hanumanji never insisted on karta or karma or karmaphal. Never asked for any specific karmaphal. Never said no to any karma, whatever karma. But he always wanted to serve. So they once, you remember that they once conspired, everybody. All brothers and Sita ji conspired that we have to Hanuman ji ko ab retire karna hai. So they made a list. They appropriated all actions to themselves, and there was no action left. They asked Hanuman ji, no more required. Gave the list to Ramji. So these are all your duties from morning to evening. We all have allocated the duty, and we have got no duty for Ramji and Hanuman ji. So Hanuman ji should retire. Hanuman ji said, okay. Whatever you say, okay. But can you, read out all the requirements of Ramji? What are the sevas? Who is doing? I just want to know. Everything. Then he said, yeah, there is one job which you have not given. When Ramji will be on, who will do this chutki? So I will be there to do this. After when Ramji will be on? Nobody knows in 24 hours. So Hanumanji is there 24 hours in duty. See? 24 hours in duty. This way. He is Nityadas. But how should I serve? No, you are doing for the Lord. So you should think if the Lord is happy or not. That we have to see. Happiness comes. Therefore, Parameshwar Prityartham Aham Karomi. I will do all my actions for the happiness of Parameshwar. Parameshwar Pitartham. Okay, now comes the glory of sage and the glory of the path, Bhakti Mark. Sutra number 67.
Bhakta ekantino mukhyaha.
Bhakta
ekantino mukhyaha.
Or ekantina bhakta mukhya. Achha, bhaktya means devotee, ekantina means one goal, Lord is my goal, mukhya means primary. So among all bhakta, ekanti bhakta is best, ekanti bhakta is best, among all bhakta. Ekanti means what? Ekanti means one who lives in ekant, secluded place. So if that we saw who are not living in the secluded place, are they inferior bhakta? No. they are not inferior bhakta. Second meaning of ekant bhakta means one who has got eka anta. Eka anta. Anta means goal. One who has got one goal. What is that one? Paramatma is goal. So ekant bhakta means one who has got only one goal, and that goal is Paramatma. In Bhagavad Gita also we find ek bhakti visishyate, ek bhakti. So those devotees who has in their life only ekam eva advitiyam Paramatma, and their mind has become one with that Paramatma, such ekanti bhakti is best. Those who have got only one Paramatma, ekam advitiyam Paramatma, and they have fixed their mind in that, they have become one with the Paramatma, that is the best bhakta. In Gita also it is said, sahyogi paramamatah. Sahyogi, who is that yogi? One who sees his self in all and all in God. One who sees his self in all beings, and all beings are in God. Therefore he knows myself is God. Myself is equal to God. Myself is equal to God. They are called sahyogi paramamata. Such bhakta are blessing for the world. You know, such bhakta are blessings. Blessings. Many ask this question, what these bhakta do? What these bhakta do? Even our Gurudev, before he took sannyas, his view was that all the sannyasis are the parasites on society. They do nothing. They do nothing. But now Naraji is going to tell us what they do. We all know what the doctor, engineer and the lawyer do. These professors, we know what they do. But Naraji is going to tell us something which nobody else can do. Nobody else can do. Acha, one doctor listened to this. He said, I am that type of bhakta. How come? I write prescription which nobody can read. See? My handwriting is such that nobody can read. So I am that type of bhakta. No. Sutra number 68.
Kanthavarodha.
Kanthavarodha.
Romancha ashrubhihi.
Romancha ashrubhihi.
Parasparam lapamanaha.
Parasparam lapamanaha.
Pavayanti kulani.
Pavayanti kulani.
Prithivimcha.
Prithivimcha. Acha. Kantavarod. Romancha surbhi. Parasparam lapamana. Pavayanti kulani. Prithivimcha. What is this pavayanti kulani? So you want to know what they do? Pavayanti kulani. These bhakta sanctify their lineage and clan. Their kul and kulani. Whole kul. Kulani. Acha. What else? And prithvicha also sanctify earth. Now can you tell me? Is there any profession in this world who can do this? Who will sanctify their family or the kul or the clan and sanctify earth also? There is no such profession. No such profession. When Narsingh Bhagwan asked Prahlad to ask for boon, Prahlad said, my father has insulted and abused you. See, he does not go to hell. At that time, Bhagwan said to him, you have sanctified generations of yours. If a child becomes bhakta, then he sanctifies many generations. You have already sanctified them. I don't have to do anything. You have sanctified. Because you are devotee, you are my bhakta. Thakur Ramakrishna, Tapovan Maharaj, our Gurudev, they not only sanctified their kul, they sanctified country, they sanctified world. See their prabhav. So that is the job of bhakta. People are drowned in object, emotions and thought. People are drowned in anatma vastu. And how they purify? The bhakta will come, they will try to lift the mind of the sansari people to higher level. See? If bhakta mandali is there, they will start singing the glory of the Lord. So those who are sitting there, their mind is also uplifted. So this way they are purifying those all devotees. And that is what Naradji and Prahladji did. Then they have got some sattvic emotions. Kantavarod, choked. When they talk about Bhagwan, Kantavarod, throat is choked. These are all sattvic emotionals, these arise. Romancha, horripilation. When they talk about Bhagwan, horripilation happens. The ears and stand on ends. Ashru, tear of love and joy will roll out. It is noble feeling. It is noble feeling. Parasparalapmana means what? Their presence only is energizing and motivating, uplifting. They converse when they talk with others. They talk about Bhagwan only. Lapmana means converse. Converse, their subject matter is always Bhagwan. So this way, when you are talking about Bhagwan, you are purifying yourself and you are purifying others also if their mind is also in Bhagwan. Many times we have seen the principle, if the mind is associated with Bhagwan, that mind gets purified. When the mind is in the sansar, in the jagat, that mind gets impurities. Impurities in the form of vasanas. They get impurities. So a bhakta, when he is talking about Bhagwan, he is purifying himself, and those who are attending that satsang or those who are in vicinity listening to satsang or bhajan, they are also purified, you see. So many times people say, oh, I had many questions, but I went to Guruji. There was no question in my mind. Why so? Because their presence only is energizing, motivating and uplifting. Just presence, everything, your doubts are gone. They have lifted your mind. Okay, not only that, something more they do. It is more powerful. More better than what we have already heard. Verse number, sutra number 69.
Tirthi kurvanti tirthani.
Tirthi kurvanti tirthani.
Sukarmi kurvanti karmani.
Sukarmi kurvanti karmani.
Satchastri kurvanti shastrani.
Satchastri kurvanti shastrani.
Tirthi kurvanti tirthani, sukarmi kurvanti karmani, satshastri kurvanti shastrani. So tirthi kurvanti tirthani. What we do? We all go to tirthasthan, like Prayag or Kumbh Mela or Ardha Kumbh Mela. Why? We go so that we can get punya. By taking a dip in Prayag or in Ganga, it is believed that all our sins are washed away. This is believed in Ganga Snan. Therefore, you will find in Haridwar, people go and take a dip there. So all my sins are washed away. But the question comes, who sanctifies Tirtha Chetra? Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani. The devotees and saints, they sanctify even the places of pilgrimage. They sanctify. So all other ignorant, they go there and they wash their sins there. Then who purifies? the Tirtha, it is the Bhakta and Saint. They purify. In Ramayana it comes that the Prayag is a fixed Tirtha, Tirthasthan. Or Kedar, Badri, these are all Gangotri, Jamunotri are fixed Tirthasthan. But the Bhakta and Sadhu are moving Tirtha. So wherever they go, they sanctify there. Wherever they go. Okay, in Pandharpur, Lord Vitthal is standing with his hands on his waist and is waiting for somebody. He's there like this, standing on a brick. So who brought him there? It is Bhakta Pundalik. Pundalik brought. Pundalik was very arrogant. He was very attached to his wife. He neglected his parents also. So one day he came out and went to some place, saw an ashram, and he was in front of ashram. He saw three ladies looking dirty, went inside the ashram. And Pundalik was thinking, "Are what is this? These ladies are going inside the ashram." And after some time they came. When they came, they were clean, divine, bright. So Pundalik was surprised. He talked to these, he said, "Who are you?" Then they said, "We are Ganga, Yamuna and Narmada. People come and wash their sins, we became dirty. So we have come through this ashram to serve this rishi. So we have served him and we got this divinity. Now we are clean." Okay. Then they said, "How can I clean myself?" So they suggested, "You have to serve your parents. Go and serve your parents, then you also will become clean. Your mind also will become purified." Earlier, he was not serving parents. He was arrogant. Now he started serving his parents. So one day Bhagwan came. Pundalik. Wait. I am serving my parents. This is my priority. You wait there. And he threw one brick. You stand there, or you want to sit down on that brick, you sit there. "I will complete my service to my parents, then I will come and talk to you, Bhagwan." And Bhagwan is standing there on that brick in the Pandharpur. Who brought Bhagwan to Pandharpur? Pundalik brought. Bhakta brought. Okay, so Tirth means by which you cross ocean of Maya, that is Tirth. What is Tirth? Tirth is that place by which you cross the ocean of Maya. So Tirth is nothing but satsang. In Bhaj Govindam, Shankaracharya ji says, Trijagati sajjat sangati reka bhavati bhavarnab tarne nauka. In Trijagati, in three words, what is that? Sanjat, sajjan, sangati, satsang. Eka, alone. Sajjana, eka. Bhavati bhavarnav tarne nauka. That becomes a boat to cross over sansar. So satsang is the only means. In Bhajagomindam, in verse number 9, you will find that satsangatva nisangatvam. Start your sadhana with satsang. Satsang. In Ramayana also is the same thing. Start with the satsang. Okay. So when we go to Tirthasthan, the real purpose of visiting Tirthasthan is that in Tirthasthan you will find sadhu. You should go and do the satsang with the sadhu. That is the purpose, main purpose. So thus ignorant purify themselves in the Tirthasthan, but Bhakta adds purity to Tirthasthan. Ignorant get purified in the Tirthasthan, but Bhakta and Saint, they add purity to Tirthasthan. Then he says, Sukarmi Kurvanti Karmani. So whatever karma Mahatma does, it brings glory to that karma. That karma. We know many Mahatmas, or karma was very petty type of karma. Kabir was weaver. Some Mahatma was only bidi maker. Some was barber, tailor, or goldsmith. But they made that karma, also sanctified that karma. People ask what karma they did. So whatever karma they did, every karma lifted them to worship. Whatever karma they did, that karma lifted to worship. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 also we are studying, Lord is not suggesting any new sadhana or any new karma. He says, by your own karma you do the archana. You do archana by your karma. If you are a doctor, you remain as a doctor. You don't have to become an engineer. But whatever you are doing as a doctor, you offer that karma to me. That's all. That karma should be for my happiness, not your happiness. If I am seeing a patient, money will come. I will get my fees. I will get my fees. That will come. But only what we have to do is we have to change our vision. Now we are doing all our karma for our own happiness. Lord says, do the same karma, whether you are bidi maker, whether you are a weaver or a goldsmith, whatever you are doing, with that karma, you worship me. You also will become great. So Bhagavan Krishna became Sarthi. So that action also was glorified. Sarthi. Sarthi is also glorified. So bhakta, any bhakta can reach Bhagavan by any action. Provided the attitude behind the action is changed, that it is not for my happiness, it is for the happiness of the Lord. Only this much is to be done. Okay. Then he says, the bhakta divinizes the place and karma. Place we have already seen. Or the tirthasthan, they add purity, bhakta. Karma, whatever karma they are doing, they are sanctifying that karma also. Now, sat shastri kurvanti shastrani, and they lend authority to scripture also. Achha, they lend authority to scripture also. Yes, they lend. So when we read shastra and come to know about Bhagwan, bhakta, sthita pragya and think, is it possible? Prajahati yata kaman sarvan. Is it practical? Is it practical? We think, no. But when we see the life of such masters, then doubt is dispelled. They add validity to Shastra. By their life we can understand, yes, whatever Shastra is saying, it is correct. Okay, how they do it? Then Sutra number 70. The shortest sutra in Narada Bhakti Sutra.
Tanmayaha.
Tanmayaha. So they have become Tatmay. Tanmay means Tatmay. They have become one with him. May means prachurta. Sugarmay. This tea or coffee has made, you have made sugarmay. It is full of sugar. And this bhakta has become Tanmay. Tanmay. He is full of that, Bhagwan. Tanmayaha. So they have become one with Paramatma. If God sanctifies any karma or add authority to the Shastra or place, so nobody will doubt. If God is sanctifying any place or any karma or add glory to the Shastra or sanctifying the Shastra, nobody will doubt. But if somebody says the bhakti is doing this thing, a bhakt or a saint is sanctifying a place or a karma or adding authority to Shastra, then we say, how is that possible? It is possible because he has become tanmay. He has become tatmay, one with Paramatma. Like Naraji says, Prahladji has got all the virtues what the Lord has got. So he has become one with the Paramatma. If we have got all the virtues, therefore in Bhagavad Gita, always we say that you have to cultivate Devi Gun. To our children also, we teach them what are Devi Gun. So we have to cultivate this Devi Gun. Why? Devi Gun Vimochaya, Devi Gun will give you Mukti. Other than Devi Asuri, Nibandhaya, it will bind you. So Prahlad had all the virtues of God and he was one with Bhagwan, Bhagwat Sarup. In two examples I will explain, like an ordinary citizen, he has got no power. If I tell somebody, oh, from tomorrow lockdown, nobody listen to me. But if Prime Minister Modi says or Donald Trump, President says, everybody listen. So they have become higher from the ordinary, is it not so? How they have become higher? A bhakta become higher because he has associated with the Bhagavan, therefore he has become higher. And these people, political people, they are chosen by the society, by the citizens, so they become higher. Now they have got the authority. Now when they say lockdown, everything is lockdown. But nobody listens to ordinary citizen. Or second example, if you take a copper wire or electrical wire, if you touch it, nothing happens. But when that wire is connected to electricity, now electricity is Bhagwan. When that wire is connected to electricity, electricity is flowing through that wire. So what is Bhakta? It is the Paramatma is flowing through that Bhakta. He has become one with Paramatma. Therefore, the Bhakta can sanctify a place, sanctify a karma, or gives, lend authority to Shastra. Hope this is clear. So what more happens? We will see in our next class, something more is there. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om, Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.